VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English and speaking skills. My name is Hubert, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. All I would say is that I find joy in the gym because every rep and every set is getting one step closer to my goal. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get down, get to the chopper.
Oh man, I love Arnold Schwarzenegger. He is someone that I look to for inspiration. He is someone who started off as a nobody growing up in Austria, who eventually became a worldwide superstar. He did all this even though his English wasn't the greatest. He approached his life like how he approached his workouts. One rep, one set, one step at a time. You guys can do it too if you put your mind to it. Hi guys, it's Hubert again with the Pronunciation Challenge, and I talk about Arnold because working out is not just to look nice physically, but to also instill good habits into your life. Working out teaches discipline, and I can see a lot of you Pronunciation Challenge listeners have that. I'm happy to see the same names back every episode to practice their pronunciation. So if we're going to talk about working out, let's talk about 7 myths about exercise. Watch the video and come back to me for the featured sentence. Today's featured sentence. While it's true that sweating profusely will reduce your weight, the pound or two that you lose will actually just be water weight and will replenish itself quickly after you rehydrate. I'll say that again. While it's true that sweating profusely will reduce your weight, the pound or two that you lose will actually just be water weight and will replenish itself quickly after you rehydrate. Okay, now time for the pronunciation tips. First word, profusely. 3 syllables. Pro has the short U sound. Few sounds like the word F-E-W, few, and sli, profusely. Next word, replenish. 3 syllables. R has the short U sound, ple has the short E sound, and nish. I know there's an I here, but try saying it with a short U sound instead. Replenish. And our last one for pronunciation would be rehydrate. 3 syllables. Re has a long E sound. High sounds like the word high, as in high or low, and drate. DR sound combined with the word eight, rehydrate. Moving on to vocabulary. The first word is profusely. Definition, produced or given in large amounts. Used in a sentence, you could say, Taiwan's weather has been so hot lately. I'm sweating profusely. Next word, replenish. Definition, to fill something up again. Used in a sentence, you could say, after a good workout, remember to replenish your electrolytes. Rehydrate. Definition, to drink water or other liquids because you do not have enough water in your body, or to put water or liquids into another person's or animal's body. Used in a sentence, you could say, if you wake up with a pounding headache, rehydrate with water and with drinks that contain fructose. So, are you guys ready to hit the gym now with all this new information? You know when is the best time to start? The best time is now. There's no point in feeling bad about not starting yesterday, and there's no point in thinking how hard it's going to be in the future. Just take the first step. Lao Tzu once said, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Take that first step today, or tomorrow, if it's already too late to hit the gym. Oh, and don't forget to get in your recordings for the day as well. Consider it a pronunciation workout. Let's go! See you next time. Bye.